is the Don and Mike Show.
Hebrew national standards are higher than any government standards. They're almost as high as mine.
My goodness, you can find, in fact, Hebrew... Wait, what are you laughing at? Time? Take two. You can find, say it with authority, you can find Hebrew national hot dogs at Walbaum's Market. Stock up now for barbecues and cookouts at Walbaum's. You will do it.
If your hair is thinning or receding, you know how embarrassing it is. Face it, it's scary to see your hair end up clogged in your shower drain. But did you know that hair loss is almost always reversible? In most cases, it's caused by a cement-like accumulation of oil, sweat, and sticky hair care products that clog hair follicles and prevent hair growth. That's why Natural Hairs was invented. Natural Hairs is the proven herbal shampoo and scalp cleanser. Natural Hairs is designed specifically to safely unclog your hair follicles, releasing your real hair and allowing it to grow again naturally. Independent studies prove that the active ingredient in Natural Hairs works. If you suffer from hair loss, try Natural Hairs risk-free for 30 days. Call now and save over 35% on your order. The response to this promotion is huge. Please be patient, and your call will be answered within 2 minutes. Call Natural Hairs now.
Fresh corn on the cob is irresistible, especially at Safeway's low prices. This week we got Washington grown, Canada number one corn on the cob. Value priced at 3 cops for 88 cents. Doing it right. Coming you more, we're parking alive. Safeway. Sorry about this, I didn't know it was... Safeway got it. Goddamn Whitey produced f***ing commercials never come out the right way. Okay, Safeway's got everything. It's 88 cents for the corn and everything you need for a super summer barbecue. Charcoal, starter, napkins, and paper plates at Brockett Safeway.
The Don and Mike Show. I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, and welcome everybody to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this rainy Thursday afternoon. Best of Dynamite leading up to Dynamite live at 3 o'clock, and you do want to listen today at 3. Do you know why? I'll tell you. You could win just for listening the complete first season of HBO's The Wire, now on DVD, or, oh, look what's back, a trip or two anywhere. Independence Air flies. Washington's new low-fare airline is here. Or an HBO Family Bonds prize pack. All for just listening to the Don and Mike Show today at 3. Now, getting to the best of Don and Mike. You may have noticed that I played some wacky commercials for you. And that's what we're getting to. Today's best of segment, the Great Dawn Detergent Debate. Say that 3 times fast while you listen to the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Mike, we've been all over this Mel Gibson thing today.
Yes, we have.
He is one ambitious dude. He is doing this movie about Jesus Christ, and now his next movie. How do you follow up if you're Mel Gibson?
I don't think you can.
I'm telling you.
I think you've been to the mountaintop.
Yeah. He's got it. He's making a movie about Evel Knievel. I swear
that
to God.
That couldn't be better.
Swear to God, no pun intended.
Hey, I'm watching that one.
Yes, executive producer for the Evel Knievel story. That is what Mel Gibson is doing
hey,
now.
Hey, you know what? That's a good subject. Yeah. I mean, Evel Knievel, we've had a Evel Knievel on this show a couple of times.
And Robbie Knievel.
And Robbie Knievel. Mm-hmm. And they're fun. You know, I think the most fun we had with them was when they would come by together. That was
Hi,
always.
This is Evel Knievel. I'm here in Washington, D.C. with my son, Robbie. Robbie, would you ever listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara?
No.
Neither would I.
Good heavens, no.
There you
no.
go.
And, of course, the part that's cut out there is where they said the other radio station we used to work at.
Ah.
But all of our drops used to be personalized for those stations.
Isn't Evel Knievel on death's door? Isn't he in really... I heard he's...
The last I heard, yeah.
Really, really rough physical shape.
But Robbie is on top of the world. Have you seen his new ad for Dawn?
Yes.
What is it? The Washington Washing liquid.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's safe to say Robbie a much more successful daredevil than his father was. I mean, yeah. His father made his fame by just racking himself up.
And also about the Robbie Knievel commercial.
Yeah.
I find it, while I have a bias against the product Dawn.
Oh, because, yeah, I know. You were married to a Dawn.
Because when I was 18, I was married for 3 months to a woman named Dawn who is currently working at a sewage plant in upstate Minnesota.
You love to mention that.
And you know, she's changed locale. She's changed. She's moved from Wisconsin to Minnesota.
But she's still working in a sewage treatment plant?
Yeah, because I always knew that that girl was sewage. She's. I mean, that's her life now.
Well, it must have been downhill.
That's her life. Jesus Christ, what were we just talking about? Oh, Dawn.
We're talking about Dawn. You don't like
I've got a thing against
Knievel.
I got a thing against Dawn to begin with, because of the girl Dawn.
I don't like Robbie Knievel with that bandana.
Here's what I don't believe. I don't believe you could really cleanly wash 10,000 dishes with that little bottle of the stuff that they're
I do.
I do too.
Do you really?
Dawn is the best.
They wouldn't, but the dishes would not be clean.
They'd be squeaky clean.
10,000 dishes.
Now let me ask you something. Yeah, you're talking about that little detergent. How do you do it? Because I'll put my little sprayer on and I'll put a dab and it kind of rinses away and then you need more.
Well, what you do is you make.
I don't think it's sanitary to put all the dishes in the big bucket.
And Mike, hold on, stop and think about it. 10,000 dishes washed.
I think it's fixed.
No, it's fine. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Well, how much Dawn did they put in the dishes?
Well, here's the thing. At the very end.
This sounds like a commercial.
They're indicating, because they're holding up a bottle that indicates it's anywhere between 8 to 12 ounces.
Okay.
And they say to him, next time, maybe you'll want to try this challenge. And they pull out one of those big, like, Price Club size.
So they're going to make him jump more.
So what they're indicating is that, and this is what I dispute, with Dawn, not only the woman, the sewage woman, but with Dawn, the dishwasher.
Are you talking the traditional way of doing it, where you fill the sink up with water, you put in the detergent, and then you just bring and you put them in, you wash dry.
How they do it, yeah. Right.
You see, you could do 10,000.
They can't say it on TV if it's not.
Rob, I love TV. I love TV as much as you do.
It takes grease out of your way.
There is no way.
You really use this product?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you do too, Buzz?
No, I don't.
But listen, guys,
why are you involved in this?
I believe the claim.
Guys, 10,000. Think how many dishes 10,000 dishes are, though. How I grant you this.
Okay. Well, you're not using the detergent. You're using the water.
You could get a gigantic.
Really? That's how you use the detergent. It's soap and water.
You could get a big kiddie pool full of water.
Helping out.
Right?
You could put all of the Dawn dishwashing detergent in there. Maybe you could wash. I'm saying.
You know, your newsman over here thought that I don't know how it works. Wait, I know how to wash
dishes.
You
said they were cheating by using water. That's how you use soap.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that you could probably get 5,000 dishes on water alone.
And here's my point. Again, you and I connected, even though we're not connected. Because the point is, how clean are those dishes?
Right.
I'm not disputing.
I bet they're not squeaky.
Listen, if
not
you
like this show.
If you wanted to, in theory, couldn't you wash 100,000 dishes with one tube of Dawn?
Yeah, you could. You're really washing them with the water.
If you really didn't care about how clean your dishes were,
then it wouldn't be really clean. 10,000 would be clean.
Yeah,
there's no way I believe that.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, how many dishes do you generate at one meal?
Me?
Well, I mean, like a family.
How many do you?
100. 100.
Me too.
And that's just for the appetizer.
And you know what? That might count pieces of flatware.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes hardly any soap.
I always thought, before dishwashers, were very popular, or if I was ever in a house without a dishwasher,
hey, Buzz,
and you have to put them in the sink, I always said that was gross.
Excuse me, Mike.
Pieces
Dawn, of Dawn.com is, I think, a porno site.
Oh, dear.
Thanks for the tip.
Oh, you're welcome. See, somebody do a search engine. God, how come this is not...
We have no dishwasher. Our dishes are fine.
Google.
Really?
Yes. You've eaten food from my kitchen. It's delicious.
So you do it the old-fashioned way.
Yes, I let Carrie do it.
Listen, as long as we're on the topic, I don't know how to tell you this.
Okay.
But when I was at your house last time for Robert's party...
Yes.
The food tasted awful, and it wasn't the food, it was the dirty dishes,
Rob.
Chunks of dried food on the dishes.
All right,
normally it's okay once you brush the ants aside.
So you don't have a dishwasher.
I'm doing the Google search for Dawn. Here you go.
But is it Procter & Gamble, Rob?
I don't know.
Dawn detergent, Procter & Gamble. I got it, Buzz. Here you go. Dawn, what is this? It's just the general information. It's not like a fancy site that has pop-ups and everything.
Go to the one that says the graph how to do 10,000.
Don, I don't think you'd ever be able to prove this anyway.
Well, maybe they're making the claim on their website.
But you can do it. You can put a drop of that stuff in and say you're using Dawn and then wash them with water.
Activate.
Dawn is the best about, like, cutting grease.
Activate on contact.
A long time.
Why are you behind this product?
Because I do dishes.
Well, I do dishes too.
But you don't have the you have the option of using a dishwasher.
Well, I rinse my dishes.
10,000 dishes. Mm-hmm. How clean can those dishes be?
It depends on you know what? It also depends
spotless.
On the type of dish.
That's true.
Well, the ones that
lasagna. No, and I'm not talking about the quality of the china. I'm talking about the fact of what's on there. Like if you leave ketchup overnight.
Yes, true.
That's what I want to see. Tackle that one.
I don't know.
Melted cheese that's been allowed to congeal.
I'm just pointing out, and I'm standing by.
Hamster.
I don't think you get 10,000 clean dishes.
A paste made of blood and cinnamon.
No matter what, it's on the dishes.
Right.
I didn't mention that to you either. I believe I got ripped off at the pet store.
No matter if it was tongue scrapings that had been on those dishes.
For 2 days.
You know how long the hamster that I had in the brand new cage that I bought for my daughters 2 weekends ago lasted?
How long?
3 days.
Wow.
And I put brand new bedding in, brand new food, full water. It had full food. 3 days, I went out, and there was a frozen furball in the hamster cage.
But do you know what's great about a dead hamster is you can use them to wash 10,000 dishes.
And then scrape your tongue with it.
That's right, exactly.
Well, the fur is so coarse.
Listen, is there anything grosser? I recently had the wonderful experience of replacing my tongue scraper, and before I got rid of the old one, I gave it the old sniff test.
Oh.
Is there anything worse smelling than smelling the tongue scraper?
You know, I know you guys are big on the tongue scrapers, and I think Buzz even
you have to be. If you're a smoker, you know, I smoke 3 cigars a day, sometimes 4. Man, you got to.
No, I use the brushing of the tongue works just as well.
No, that induces vomiting.
Yeah, the scraper is very efficient for getting away in the back of your mouth.
You know what actually would work better? The tongue scraper with just a little drop of Dawn dishwashing liquid on it.
It would take plaque right out of your way.
10,000 mouths.
Did you know that when there are grease spills on highways, the officials use Dawn to clean it up?
That's true.
Shut up, Buzz.
10,000. It's true. 10,000 spills.
Are you making that up, or did you just find that somewhere?
I found it.
What?
I found it.
Well, where'd you find it?
At the Dawn website.
The Dawn website. Oh, now everybody's
here. We got it now. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
And there's more than one kind, too.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Hey. I use that Dawn, man. I'm mountain bike, so I got a bike chain that gets greasy and gunky. And, man, I use that stuff on
an old toothbrush. Hold on. Do you understand my argument here? Do you think you could really wash cleanly 10,000 dishes?
You could use water, and I mean, you could just wipe it off the rag. And
I think it's a claim that's impossible to dispute, Don.
Exactly.
You can't dispute the claim. It's impossible.
Okay, it's all right.
I don't know about 10,000 plates, but, man, I'll tell you what, it does a wonder on my bicycle chain.
And you know what? You'd be able to do it. The water thing that he's talking about.
It does a wonder on my bicycle chains. Uh-huh. That's the ad they're looking for.
Yeah. Well, why don't they just get Robbie Knievel to go out there and run his motorcycle into a wall and get a crappy and then go ahead and have him clean his chain off with some Dawn.
Thank you.
That's grease.
Yeah,
there you go. See you at Passion of Christ.
Have we ever talked about a product this much?
No, we haven't.
What are we getting for it?
Nothing, which is why we're stopping to talk about
10,000
it. We're stopping
clean
talking
dishes.
About it now. I don't believe that, Buzz. I don't believe it, and I don't believe it because of the woman and because of the product.
I know. Was it your prejudice?
There you go.
And impossible Dawn. To dispute that claim. Yes.
Dawn. Hi, I'm Dawn. Marry me when you're 18, even though we both know it's a mistake. I'm Dawn. And what am I doing blaming her? I swear to Christ to you, I was standing up there. You ask my brother this the next time he's on the show. When I was standing up there getting ready to marry that skank, mother of one of my children, I actually said to my brother, who was my best man, this is a gigantic mistake.
You said that to her?
I said it. And he said to me, ask him the next time he's on the show. He said to me, well, why don't you just leave? And I said, look at all these people. I can't do it.
Right.
I totally.
Did you have a big church wedding?
Yeah, well, you know, Wisconsin church.
Right.
So that, yes, having said that, as big as Wisconsin gets.
So the pressure was, you didn't want to be like Dudley Moore and,
it's
Arthur.
My fault. It's not Dawn's fault. It's my fault. It's my fault.
What the hell are you calculating?
But still, you couldn't do 10,000 dishes. What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out about if you could. I think you could. It depends on the dishes.
Yeah.
Well, like, do you count a knife or a fork as a dish?
No. In the commercial, he is jumping over 10,000 standard dinner plates.
You do it with water. That's why you're claiming. It's impossible to prove. You should do it with water. It's diluted. Mm.
Hello,
concentrate.
Don and Mike. Rob.
Is this
Here's another. No, a different Rob. This guy. Another fantastic claim about this product.
Another believer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Don and Mike. They used that to clean up the XL Valdez spill.
They use Dawn dishwashing liquid?
Yeah, they use that like big Pampers diapers or something. That's what they use to clean the rocks off and all the birds and stuff.
No, wait, is Procter Gamble got some deal going? Because aren't Pampers a Procter Gamble product?
And I do know this, that they do use Dawn to clean, like, oiled-up birds.
Yeah. Really?
Natural disasters. They shampoo them and rinse them.
But wait. And it's great in the bedroom.
Can I speak for other dishwashing liquids, please? Mm. Aren't they all made up of the same formula, basically?
Hello? No. Like, this I'm one on has your, hydrochloric
Mike,
acid.
I'm on your side. They're all the same.
They're all the same.
It's, no, you're a name-brand you know guy. You're a name-brand guy.
I'm dying to say the same thing to you on another topic. Mm-hmm. Bottled water. When you yell at Joe because he gives you Aquafina and you like... What's the kind you like?
Evian.
Like Evian? Uh-huh. To me, it's the same difference. It's water.
No, well, you don't drink water.
Yeah,
You drink diet soft drinks.
I drink water at home. I drink my...
Yeah, but I drink it every day, and I drink during the entire show, and really...
You ask my wife.
You drink enough of it, you acquire a taste for it.
Mike, hello. I drink 2 liters of bottled water a day.
Right.
At home. But what I do is take the same bottle and just fill my tap with it.
Evian,
I mean, just right out of the tap.
Evian, I mean, if you drink enough water, you do realize water does have a certain taste. And there are waters that taste good and waters that don't.
That's BS.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would tell
water
you.
Water is water.
But no, there are different tastes to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. There are different tastes to it.
That's just as weak an argument as Dawn's a great...
Oh, now immediately you dive right into a weak argument.
No different between Diet Vanilla Coke or Diet Vanilla Pepsi. No difference.
Right. No difference at all. It's all caramel colored.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah. You're right.
You think you're going to trap me there. You're not going to trap me there. And you're right, Rob. I'm brand loyal.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be brand loyal.
I'm absolutely
that's
brand
why
loyal.
Dawn is the best.
But I'm anti Dawn. No.
Yes.
Stop it. Philip. Philip.
Yeah.
Phil the pill. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I think that dishwashing thing is they're doing 10,000 clean dishes. They couldn't possibly wash 10,000. Dirty dishes with one bottle of soap.
Man, what a ridiculously inane comment that is. Excuse me.
Hello!
I mean, of course you'd have to have some gunk on them.
Don and Mike. Midge. Yeah. Hey, Midge.
Liz?
Real name, Midge? Is that your name, Midge?
I think for the purposes of this discussion, we should call her Madge.
Hey, Madge.
You're soaking in it.
What's up?
Okay, I have a suggestion if you want to resolve the dispute.
Uh-huh.
We break it down to something that you can manage and test out, say, 100 dishes. And
why don't you do that?
Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that and let us know
report
how it
back
turns
to us
back?
Well, they can do it at the Spiewak household.
Rob, would you be willing to wash 100 dishes?
I think that she just hung up.
I don't
She's
care
gone.
For her type.
You know, no. and you bring people like that into the discussion.
I want to just say this, Rob. You won't say it, and I'll say it.
Yes.
Streetwalker!
Hey, that's good. We can say that.
That's right. I mean, we can say whore.
Unprovable theory that you have. You can never prove it.
Common whore.
It's impossible.
Jim. Don and Mike show. Hello, Jim. Jim? Guy hung up. That's too bad. He had a funny line. It said on the screen he was going to say, "You are taking this clean show too far." Get it? The guy had a funny joke.
That's very funny.
That it was up on the screen, but, well, he's gone. He hung
I
up.
I should point out that no one, even though I mentioned it in the middle of our Dawn discussion, showed the proper remorse for the death of the hamster at our house.
I heard
no
it,
one
Mike.
Showed the remorse.
3 days.
I heard it.
I'd like to know what's wrong.
Well, she's partying with Madge now.
She said it was
days.
Frozen. Huh? No, 3 days. Okay. The hamster died in 3 days. No. It was in the middle of my living room in a brand new cage with brand new food.
Let me ask you
brand new everything.
And please don't take offense at this. Daddy and his girlfriend around the animal at all? Was there any hijinks going on? Were there any hijinks with you and your gal pal?
You know, we have new standards on this show. You are on dangerous ground, Mr. Spicoli.
I'm simply asking, did you and your girlfriend, like, take the...
No.
Okay.
Did you save the receipt?
No. For the hamster?
I
probably could,
it.
But I've had... it was not a pleasant hamster. I didn't have any problems
with
it.
Did you kill the hamster?
I did not kill the hamster.
Sounds to me like you killed the hamster.
I used new bedding.
You know what this might...
Instead of the wood chip things, I used the cotton
motive.
Stuff that they... You know, that,
you have motive, though. You wanted to kill the hamster.
No, I didn't.
And why was there a Percocet missing?
No! Did you like the hamster?
I not particularly.
Did you clean the cage?
No, I mean, I really didn't.
Aha! Uh-huh.
But I would never kill it. It's my kid's hamster.
Mm-hmm. But
long hair named Chili. We named it Chili.
But you could replace the hamster.
Yeah, I could, but I'll wait till, you know, my kids go through a lot of hamsters.
And it's hard to bury while the ground is frozen. But
the last one I had was horrible. I hated it. I hated that hamster more than any other hamster.
How many hamsters
and the hamster
have there
lived...
been? Mr. O'Mara, how many hamsters have
between
there been?
Between my ex-wife's house and my house, I think there have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
6 to 8 hamsters.
How do you?
That is
wow. Good heaven, no.
Well, they have a lifespan.
How do you determine a hamster that you like and a hamster you don't like?
Well, the kids pick them out.
But I know, but you said the last one. What you makes really a good hamster?
Oh, why I don't like them?
Yeah, right.
I don't like them if you put your hand near them and they take a chunk out of your finger.
Okay.
So you like them?
That's
to
how
be,
I determine. I like them to be docile.
You like them to be tame and,
yes, okay.
And
I know where you're going with
lovable.
This. I know where you're going with this. I don't even have any twine in my house.
Do you denail?
Declaw them?
No, you don't?
No, they got ugly little feet. They got little bird feet.
Did you bury it?
Huh?
Did you bury it?
No, I did not.
Did you flush it?
I put it on a snow shovel and I catapulted it.
Catapulted?
Yeah, into the
Your Honor,
very,
I would,
very large. I'm on a lot of acres out there, and we have hawks and birds and stuff that had a probably a pretty good meal.
Did you watch another animal eat this hamster?
No, I just flung it out into the front of the yard.
How many dead hamsters would we find piled up in your backyard?
Yeah, they're the only two. There are two that are out there.
A tiny
one. Spot. I don't like the idea of flushing an animal down the toilet. And when my kids, if my kids were there,
hold on, to dispose of a hamster, you would never. Flush it down the toilet, right? You flush a fish down the toilet.
Yeah,
the hamster you throw out the window of your car.
Well, think about that guy the other day that flushed his bird down the
Golden.
Toilet. When Jerry and Johnny called in.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Golden the bird.
That's right, during the Big Lie the other day.
But it would seem to me that these animals should be, I believe there's a guarantee. I think there's a guarantee on them.
I think it's fake.
It should be.
I swear to God.
And who'd you get this? You got this from what? The Hamster Land?
One of the big chains.
In case you buy a hamster,
your pet City or your pet land, pet whatever.
Let me put this the right way. You love your hamster so much that
I took care of it.
When your hamster is so loved that the hamster can no longer sustain life, come back to Hamsters R Us and we'll give you another love hamster.
Yeah, you got to because they're not. This is the shortest lifespan of any hamster I've ever had.
Is there any sort of way that you need to prove that the hamster passed? I mean, would you have to bring the hamster back?
I don't think so.
Because
I don't think
then there's no quality control. You could go back for a dozen.
I don't think that, like right next to where they trim the poodles, there's a little hamster autopsy room, Rob.
Would you mind giving us a DNA sample? Would you mind just, like they do on CSI where they just get the Q-tip and they just put the Q-tip in the guy's mouth and immediately.
You do a little swab in the hamster's mouth?
Yeah, as soon as they swab. A guy's mouth.
I couldn't get that. Even at the time, that would have been impossible because rigor mortis had set in and the hamster's mouth was closed.
How convenient.
Okay, let's do a conspiracy. Conspiracy theory. I mean, I'm surprised after 3 days that the hamster lasted that short a period of time.
You bastard.
I didn't do a thing.
You hamster bastard.
What
did that hamster ever do to you?
Do you know the cage that I bought?
You.
I bought the brand new cage. I bought the most elaborate, incredible cage. This cage had, it was double leveled. It was one big square cage on top of another, and then it had tubes going up to a higher level,
where'd
like
those
the penthouse.
Go, huh? Where'd those tubes end up, Mike?
You're going to make this ugly, and it's not true.
Hello, Beth. Don and Mike, hello.
Mike, I just want to say I love you, and I have nothing but the utmost respect for you.
Yeah, lay it on me. Go ahead. But, what is it?
But, baby, what would possess you to buy a horse if you can't keep a hamster alive?
Well, my friend kind of takes care of the horse.
Oh,
it's at his farm. It's at his farm, so I really have, outside of laying down a couple of greenbacks once in a while, I have nothing to do with the care and
care. Hey, hold on. Here's Mark. Mark? Mark, are you there? Hey, Mark.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, you're on the air, Mark.
All right. Hey, guys. I had to flick a hamster in the head.
You had to what?
I had to flick the hamster in the head.
Why?
It bit my kid.
But
and
hold
it
on.
Bit through both sides of her finger.
When
made
you
her bleed all over.
Yeah,
the
I mean, they
when
can,
you say that, are you indicating that you actually did flush it down the toilet?
No,
and I flushed it down the toilet after I flicked it.
You
in the
put
head.
It in the head. That's what he said. I put it in the head.
Yeah, put it in the head.
Wouldn't you be concerned? Like, isn't the hamster bigger than the pipes that go from your toilet to?
No, it depends on the size. No, not at all. You could,
could you get
3 inches?
It seems to me, isn't just the hole in the toilet, and I know...
No, you can flush a hamster down the toilet.
Could you really?
Yeah, it might cause a problem, I'd say you'd be okay. But about the biting, hamsters have like two sets, like two teeth on top, two on the bottom, that are extremely long. They're like
you
that.
You sure do know a lot about it.
Well, oh, they're like through my kid's finger, bud.
That's Mike's story, too.
Wow. Yeah, it's
right through her finger.
Hey, but I didn't murder any hamster like you, sir. It sounds like you... Did you kill your hamster?
Well, I flicked in the head, so it like
Wait, hold on. Were you upset with this flick in the head?
I'm guessing he actually thumped the hamster in the head.
You mean he didn't throw it in the head, meaning head likes the head is the bat? You mean he actually, like, with his finger went like that and flicked it in the head?
Dead, so I flushed it, and it went right on down the toilet. Your toilet pipes are about 3 inches, so, you know, hamsters will fit really good in there.
Okay. All right, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
And all right, man. Have a good one.
Don't they continue to grow throughout the hamster's life?
What?
The teeth?
Mm-hmm. I think they
can. So that they don't chew.
Right.
The teeth will get too long.
Yeah, the teeth will actually continue to grow. And.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Got a question for you, bud.
Yeah, bud.
When you guys were off, I heard the funniest skit. Something that you guys had done for a public...
Get out of here. I hung up on you. Skit. Here's your skit right here with your Dawn and with your hamsters.
I had nothing to do with the hamster's death, and I would never, no matter what. Well, if you know, if it bit through my kid's finger, I might flick it in the head too.
You know what I think? I think they sold you a defective hamster, maybe even a very old one.
And bingo!
Yeah. You know what I think? What? And I could have said it a week ago.
Yeah, I know you.
You
could.
Know what I think? Me and Mrs. Hamster.
Now, you know I'm not about that.
Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. I've never been out to Painted Acres.
No one does.
I've never been to your ranch, Mike.
Yeah. None of you will. None of you. You understand that?
Stop by the pet
store. I'm raising hamsters out there.
You stop by the pet store and you raise a stink and you get a replacement.
We got a break. Right. Fellas, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Goss's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
Chipotle Mexican Grill. By supporting the humane practices of American family farms, they're changing the world one burrito at a time. Find yours at Chipotle.com.
Cryogenics Lab. You bag them, we freeze them.
Yes, this is Mitsubishi Motors calling, home of the best backed cars in the world. Figured some of your patients might like a new car.
Sir, our patients are in a frozen catatonic state.
And that's the beauty of it. Even if you defrost one of these guys 10 years from now, they'd still be covered by Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
We're not really allowed to defrost our patients prematurely.
All right, let's say you have a power outage 5 years from now and one of those ice cubes melts a little early. They can still take advantage of the 5-year, 60,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty.
Yeah, the last thing our patients are worried about is having a car.
Perfect, because with Mitsubishi Motors' 3-year, 45,000-mile free scheduled maintenance, our cars are practically worry-free.
But they're frozen!
All right. I'll throw in some seat warmers.
Right now, get up to $5,000 back from Mitsubishi Motors on select new 2004 vehicles. Certain restrictions apply. Actual prices set by retailers. Availability may vary. Best back based on OEM info for new model year 04 U.S. vehicles. See retailer or call 1-888-MITSU-2004 for limited warranty and other details. Offer valid through 10/31/04.
The Scary and